take. If you afraid, then come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Knock, knock, up, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It is All In Thursday. The Cavaliers kicking off the NBA Finals in my home area of the Bay Area, Oakland, California. Taking on
You're
the
from Golden. Oaktown?
I'm from Hayward, just south of Oakland.
Really?
Yeah. Right there on the East Bay.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I like the area.
I grew up in the Run TMC days, and then I had, I was a 49ers fan because the Raiders were in L.A., and then I had the A's. We had season tickets when they had the Bash Brothers, went to three straight World Series.
Yeah, I didn't mind the Bay Area. It is so different than SoCal.
Oh.
And after being in SoCal for 7 years, six and a half, 7 years, and living there, and then going up to the Bay, and also, too, it being 1 year. You know, I was so comfortable.
Sure.
I feel like I adapted to the mentality of someone living in SoCal. It's like, whatever. It's cool. You know, that mentality. Whereas you go up to the Bay Area and it's just business. It's a little, I mean, it's still kind of mellow-ish, but it's a different mellow. It's not the surfer mellow. It's the, I've been sitting in front of a computer for the last 16 hours mellow.
Yeah, you got Silicon Valley up there. You got a lot of liberals, a lot of people, a lot of hustle and bustle.
And I think also, too, my disconnect lies with the Bay Area simply because the facility in Santa Clara, which is about an hour south of Candlestick Park, was, you know, that you're only truly in San Francisco. You know, I was probably in San Francisco maybe 8 times to play a football game and 2 times that my wife and I took the hour drive that turns into like a 2 hour drive because of traffic.
It takes a while.
To the city to enjoy family members who were out and so on and so forth. So I have to just have some disconnect. But I mean, San Jose is beautiful. Got to go to a Sharks game, but it's not.
So where did you? What city do you actually live in?
I live in San Jose.
You did live in San Jose.
San Jose, obviously now Levi Stadium is right across from the training facility.
Right.
So there's no disconnect, you know. But you're still so much. You're an hour and some change south of the city,
and you're in a lot of traffic in the Bay Area.
Yes, there is.
That is for sure. So today is All In Thursday here on Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Of course, if you need to talk a little Browns, we will do that. But for the most part, we are only taking calls and from tweets from people who want to fill in the blanks. Quote. Number one, the Cavs will win the finals if blank. I would pay blank for a ticket to the NBA Finals. I will watch game one tonight from, and if the Cavs don't win the finals, it will be because of blank. So we want to get through all of that. We've got a special fact or fiction for you. We've got a special Cavalier Thursday forecast. We've got, of course, the Jort Report at 2 o'clock. So a lot to get to here today. Mike Pettine calling his shot. He said Cavs in 6. I know a lot of people on this team are fired up about it. Andrew Gribble has a great article highlighting the Browns feeding off the Cavs' energy, talking to Joe Hayden and Mike Pettine and a lot of people on this team. So they're very excited about it, and we'll see what happens tonight. It finally kicks off. It seems like this finals has been, you know, months in the making.
It's brutal. I mean, I think yesterday for me was the hardest day to get over. It was almost like Christmas Eve, the anticipation of what's going to happen in one day.
Sure.
And yesterday just became the longest day ever. And another note that I think you should do is, why don't you tweet out those fill in the blanks so that as we get, you know, more tweets and we get our phone calls, they don't have to remember all 4 questions.
Why don't you get active on Twitter again?
Yeah. It's too much. My thumbs hurt. my thumbs are sore from all the texting. But I just think it's going to be a great day. It's a day I'm excited about. I am not I'm extremely confident and slightly nervous. And the nerves aren't so much in fear of losing. The nerves are simply because of what's at stake for both the Cavaliers and the city of Cleveland.
It is going to – I'm nervous. I'm excited to get it going. I think I just want to get 1 out of 2 out there in Oakland. It's going to be tough. It's a tough place to play. The Warriors have a great home court advantage.
They do.
It's going to be raucous because I remember going to games there back in the Run TMC days, and it was loud. And I even went back a couple times and went to a couple playoff games in the year. There was the year they were the 8 seed and they beat Dallas.
Dallas
was the 1 seed. And it's pandemonium in that building. It is a great, great place to see a game, even though it's one of the older arenas in the country. I mean, that was the same arena that I went to when I was a child.
Yeah.
So it's old.
I recall playing in San Diego, going up to play the Raiders, and you always kind of look down on the Raiders simply because they were a bad organization, you know, when I was with the Chargers. And then the stadium, you play at the Oakland A Stadium, really, the Coliseum, which is a true baseball stadium. And right next to it is this, you know, like you said, a small, older arena with a team that was as irrelevant as the Oakland Raiders were at the time. So you just kind of look down and like, get us in here. Let's get us a win and get out.
Yes. Get in, get out of the black hole and get it done. What are your plans for game one tonight?
Game one tonight is going to be just at home. Got the basement all fixed up. Got the big screen TV on the wall. Maybe pop some popcorn, some snacks, maybe a few cocktails, depending on how the game goes. But just at home, maybe invite a few friends over, a little baby watch party. But I'm emotional. Whenever I'm like emotionally invested, like an Ohio State game, now a Browns game, and of course a Cavaliers game, I'm emotionally invested. I am not fun to be around if it's not going well. I'm like probably like a lot of fans. When it's not going well, I am the worst person to watch a game with. But when we are up and we are winning and LeBron is dominating, it's like I am the funnest person to be around because like I'm, you know, knocking ceiling tiles out of the roof and things like that. You know, just jumping for joy and talking smack.
Are you known to throw things?
I am not known to throw things. I was never. The only time I've ever become a thrower is when I used to play Tiger Woods golf on PlayStation, you know, 2 or 3.
Uh-huh.
I carried over from one system to the next, and I feel as if I hit a perfect. I was lined up and hit a perfect shot, and controlled it perfect, and it didn't. And the result that I got in the pressure cooker situation, meaning like I got to make this shot to win the tournament versus the computer, or win the tournament versus the buddy that I'm playing against.
Of course.
And I think I smack it perfect, and it's either just short or I carry too long, and I've got that 15 to 20 foot putt that I have to make with no Tiger vision.
I'm going to say that.
That and I throw the controller.
Tiger Woods, I was a big Tiger Woods player.
Yeah.
I would say that like 2006, 2007-ish, I want to say years. I think especially 2006, I thought one of the best video games ever, where it had also, you had
ahead
the good
of its
courses,
time, which
but it had
great.
And it had the fantasy courses. You had the one in like Scotland.
The Predator
was in like the Amazon.
Yeah, like 850 yard par fives and stuff.
It was
yeah.
sick. So yeah. Me and my buddy Beatbox, I mean, we would have epic. And he was just as good as I was, but mentally I would be a little bit tougher than him down the stretch. So he could hit all the shots. But I want to know if you remember this. Do you remember when you'd hit a perfect shot and we would call it a ba-boom poomp? Because it would like all of a sudden you hit and it would like come. And yeah,
the
and then those are the ones yeah. that would like go right in yeah. from the yeah. fairway. If you got yeah. a boom boom, you're yeah. like, oh yeah, boom boom boom, and you like don't touch anything, don't spin it, let yeah. it go right in.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh man.
That was a bit. So I have even still today, I have you know two DualShock 3 controllers for PlayStation 3. I haven't got an Xbox One or PS4 yet that actually have cracks like in the knobs at the bottom of the controller. I mean, they function perfectly fine. There's just a small crack or a small little piece of plastic missing simply because I fling it like a baseball when I don't hit the shot that I want.
That was such a good game.
Such a great ahead of its time.
Yeah.
And it only got better, I think, towards the end when you added the Masters. Because anybody that I want to come over and go, hey, dude, you want to play some PlayStation 3? I go, what game do you got? Tiger. I don't have anything but Tiger and Madden.
Yep, me too.
And they're like, I don't want to play Madden because it's too intense.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let's play some golf. And you always want to go. You pick the course. I don't care because it's like I feel like I'm at home. I'm the one that's used to the game. They get to play with Tiger. I play with my created guy who never got to be 100+. He's like, so he's in the 80s. He's good.
But my created guy was like all 110s.
But I never played enough to build him up that much. You know,
me neither.
That much. But I'd give him Tiger. He gets the pick. And everybody, regardless of who it is, always wanted to play at the Masters.
I just felt like at the end of that game's run, they got to a point where it was too easy to hit one like out of bounds.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
Well, because also, too, it's too easy for you to shoot a 20 under.
Oh, yeah. It was
so
like, it was,
they had to make it
was
harder.
It was a game by the at the end of it for me and B-Bex. It was a game of wills. It was like you had to birdie every single par four and par three, and you had to eagle every single par five, and you had to like somewhere pick up either a hole in one, an eagle from the fairway,
or a double eagle. Yeah, and that you know
that was it. It was whoever blinked, and it was over.
When I go through my spats of not playing, you know, which could be significant for a month or two, and then, you know, someone else who is kind of like a ringer on the game would play, and they're maybe not 18, 19, 20 good, but they're like a you know minus 15, you know minus 16 guy, and they're chipping in. You know what I mean? They've got 30 yards left off, you know, off the side of the green, and they're chipping that in.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that to me is that's when you get like the roll your eyes, flick, like throw the controller in your air, the equivalent to throwing your hands in the air. Like, what do you want me to do? I haven't played in a month and a half. I'm a 12 under, and you're holing out from off the green, you know, for eagles.
That's why those Predator, like those fake courses, yeah, were good, because you could actually, those are the only courses where you could make up. If you're playing like St. Andrews, it's too easy. You can make up shots at like those crazy courses.
And you just and when you know, such just like thing. You do, I'm sure at Beachmont, you know the course, you know where to put the ball to have those flat lies into the yardages that you want to play. You got so used to playing that game when you played it a lot to know, even at Augusta, where do I put this ball so that I have a flat lie, you know, with into the wind, out of, you know, so on and so forth, on a certain pin to have the right angle. Whereas, you know, my brother, for example, would play with me and he'd come in and he'd just be like, he just wants to get in the fairway, you know, but then he's got this, you know,
side hill
7 inches above his feet, you know, lie that he can't hit. And then also to anybody that hasn't played the game significantly that has to hit like a non 100% swing, you know, you've got them.
Oh yeah. You got to feel out that touch. Man. Yeah. That's the touch. Exactly. That's what it's all about. John Tegman says, you guys got to get PS4 and get the new Rory McIlroy PGA Tour game that comes out July 13th.
Oh, no, I'm getting the Tiger franchise. I'm getting the game.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. But I have to get the system. I got a guy at Sony who might give me a free Willy.
It's in the game.
It is in the game.
All right, when we come back, let's get fired up about the Cavs. We'll start to fill in the blanks. We'll take your calls, and we'll get it going. Let's go. 216-578-0850. 216-578-0850. I got the tweets out there. Fill in the blanks. Cavs will win the finals if I would pay blank for a ticket to the NBA Finals. I will watch game one tonight from blank. And if the Cavs don't win the finals, it is because of blank. Plus, we got a Cavs Factor Fiction, the Jort Report, Cavalier Thursday forecast. A lot going on here. Finn Brown's Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.